Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Well, if I were meeting someone, a young man who was interested in being a suitor for Alexis,
okay,
I would tell him one thing to always focus on if he wants to make her happy, or if he wants to keep her interested in him. One thing he always has to focus on is making sure you are providing her or giving her access to food that she likes.
That's a good one. I would agree.
Ace, did you read this whole rundown of her weekend thing?
No.
It's like she goes along, she'll talk about, I did this and this, and then that didn't work out right, and I didn't like this, it was too crowded and all that. Then I had this to eat, and it made my whole night. It's like everything goes along, and her whole life is humdrum, or annoying, then the food.
And then it's better. And,
oh, the sunshine, it came through.
Life is all better once there's food involved.
Like instantly.
Okay. So Friday night you went out.
Yeah.
And where did you go first?
We went to this new bar that's called Two-Buck Saloon. And it
I thought, no, here on your rundown it says you went and ate Salvadorian.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh. I started with Salvadorian food. I forgot about that. All right. I went to go eat pupusas.
Right, so she went and ate a couple of pupusas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were so good. And a fried.
Me too.
Okay, and what else did you eat? Mojarra frita.
It is a whole fried fish, like head, eyeballs, and everything. They just put the whole fish by the tail and fry it all up. Mm, so good.
Okay. So then I'm going through the list here. It was about 8 or 9, and you were after you met a friend for a beer after dinner, and then you one of your friends called and invited you to go out with them.
Yeah. And I really wanted to go home.
But you went out.
But I went out.
And it started at the guy's place. Everybody met there, and then you went to the saloon place.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let me take my car. They were like, you're not taking your car because you're going to leave early. So I went with them. We went to the saloon place. We were there for a little bit.
Got rowdy.
It was rowdy already.
Was it?
Yes. They had these really cool tables outside, and they were like big giant spools. I'm like, did you guys just get this from like some type of warehouse and put them out here?
But y'all weren't there long.
We weren't there long. We left.
Okay. And then you went to a different place, which just was a regular bar.
Yeah, uptown Charlotte.
And I'm going to quote you here. It was packed. And I kept asking myself why I was there. I had to go to the bathroom so bad, but I knew they would be dirty and I would have to squish through a crowd to get there, but I had no choice.
Yep.
So you finally relented and went to the bathroom.
I had to.
Okay, so obviously not having a great time at this place.
No, and my friends kept looking at me. They're like, at least have fun. Like, we get it. You're asleep already, but just, like, be out. Have fun.
Okay, so when you finally got out of there, what did you see?
When I went to the bathroom?
No, when you got out of the place, it was so crowded and people were squishing, you weren't having fun.
Yeah.
Then you walk out and go to what?
The halal truck.
Okay, a food truck. So
The whole time I'm complaining.
Yeah, and then boom.
Everything's better.
Yes.
Is this the same halal truck that Riggins talks about all the time?
Yeah, it's downtown. And, I mean, we talk about it all the time, how we haven't had it in so long, and it's amazing. I mean, it's just late night. It's there. It's always a good memory with the halal truck. And, like I said, I was having a bad time, but I just didn't want to be there. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm drinking and I'm not really getting drunk and I'm just people watching. I'm like, all these people are drunk. Went to the bathroom, came back, and my friend had gotten some food from the halal truck and he hands me the fork. He's like, here, you go first. And I took that first bite and it had the extra sauce on it and over the rice. And I took that first bite and instantly my soul just came alive and I'm dancing and I'm bopping and I'm like, I'm happy now.
Yeah. So the only hang up, Ace, in telling a guy who wanted to date her that he has to keep her, you know, satisfied with food is that it's got to be food from across the world at all times. Like, you can't just say, oh, she loves cheeseburgers, so let's have a cheeseburger. No, it's El Salvadorian food, pupusas, and mojarra frita. It's halal, whatever that is. Is that a Middle Eastern dish?
Yeah. I mean, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What, it's rice of some sort? And
Rice, lamb,
chicken, and a white sauce. And,
white sauce is everything.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I've never had the
whole. Oh, it was so good. I mean, you don't understand. I was out there. I started dancing. I was so happy. Mm, it just changed the whole mood around.
Dynamite.
It's because it's so good.
Yeah. Now, because of, you know, for safety reasons and whatnot, would I have gone to any of these places with you?
No.
Okay.
For safety reasons.
Yeah, exaggerate.
Not with that, though.
It's worth it. It's worth risking your life for.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The club or the halal truck?
The halal truck. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Does it ever park in a safe area?
Not this one.
No.
Yeah. It's always up.
I mean, it's up. It's in the city.
Ew.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, but if you're drunk.
Even when you're
It'd be hitting drunk. Different.
And he got the extra sauce on it, too. Yeah. Oh, when I'm telling you.
They put this mystery white sauce on it. You don't really know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but.
But they just cover it. You just, like, get extra of this white sauce, and it just looks like.
And when I opened the box, the steam was still coming out from the rice, and it just.
Do they have a brick and mortar?
No.
No.
Oh.
There is a franchise called the Halal Guys, but I don't think it's in this state yet. Where it does the same thing, like the combo plates.
All right. So it's just the one dish that they sell?
You can get a gyro, you can get fries,
they have, like,
burgers.
Cheese steaks, too, I think.
Yeah, cheese steak.
It's a gyro.
Got it.
That's what it says.
A gyro, if you want to just.
You got you a gyro.
Oh, God, it's so bomb.
Two gyros.
That's not a gyro. It's Greek.
Gyros.
Is it gyros Greek?
Well, I think it's Mediterranean, yeah. But, you know, you can get a little bit of everything. But it's the same, like lamb or chicken or beef. You probably get it.
Yeah.
Same white sauce.
Out of a nice truck.
Out of the most beautiful truck.
Stunning.
I mean, cash only.
Yeah. I always love my order being accompanied by the background noise of a generator.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I loved it, though. When we lived uptown and the truck would come and park, they'd have it from time to time. Different trucks would park outside the parking garage. Like, oh, let's do that.
The best. God.
Okay. And the outside of the exotic food, you met a new friend.
I met a new friend, yes. So as I was going into these nasty-ass bathrooms, I walk into the girls' bathroom, and this girl is coming out of the stall, and she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, it's nasty in there. There's just, I don't know who used the bathroom before I did, but here's some paper towels. And she's like, and she stops, and she's like, wait a minute. And she says some random radio station, right? And I'm like, what? She's like, you're her. And she said the radio station. I said 96.1, which is our Charlotte station. She's like, yeah. She's like, I said the Ace and TJ show. She's like, yeah, that's you. She's like, I just moved to New York. She's like, I heard your voice on the radio the other day. And she's like, I had to look this bitch up. She's like, so I looked you up. No way. And she's like, and I can't believe you're standing in front of me. She's like, I'm fangirling so hard right now.
Oh, cool.
So she must just move from New York?
She just moved to Charlotte from New York, yeah.
Oh, great. We needed another one.
Wow.
I like that all of Alexis's new friends have to notice her first. Like, oh, you're that girl from the radio. Yes, we're friends now.
Yeah, she's like, we're friends. I mean, she helped me out. She gave me the warning.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, somebody just blew up that toilet. Not me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just coming out of there and I'm leaving the bathroom now, but it wasn't me.
It was gross when I walked in here.
It was in there before me.
Good.
I don't know who that was.
And then when I came out, there was another group of girls, and they were like, your feet are so tiny. And then she's like, look at her feet. It was like four of us in there in the tiniest bathroom, and I'm trying to wash my hands and leave. And all these girls started talking about how small my feet were. And they're like, oh, my God, put your foot next to her. Put your foot next to her. And I'm like, Lord, please get me out of here.
Like, did they know who you were, too?
No, they didn't know who I was. It was just random.
They just thought, oh, my God, look.
They're like, you're so cute.
Mm. A Latina con. Like a leprechaun, you get it?
Yeah.
You get it? You don't get it. You don't get it.
A Latina con.
Riggins made a new friend, too.
I do have a new friend.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, in my building. His name's Julian.
Julian.
Julian. Yeah, he works. He's like a mortgage something. I don't know. I wasn't that far into it. But he didn't want to talk about it. But he's working from home, and I've seen him a couple times. And yeah, we ended up talking for like a half hour in the hallway and just standing there. He's real cool. We exchanged numbers, said we're going to get some beers.
What?
Probably won't do that, but hey, he's real cool.
Is he handsome?
He's a good-looking guy.
Does he have a dog? Like you have a dog?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he would have talked about it.
Probably. You know, people with dogs, they don't shut up about them.
Tell me.
But yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. I like meeting people that live near me.
So he actually knows your name.
Yeah.
He doesn't call you Mr. Chow like the homeless guy does because he thinks your dog's a chow.
Mr. Chow! I saw him again this weekend. He's got a Jesus Save sign. And I was like, oh, you taking that?
He took it from the Jesus Saves guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, there's one Jesus Saves guy. Yeah. Everybody knows him because he screams all day. And you can hear him on the 20th floor of any building.
Oh, yeah.
Just loud.
Even in South End, he's made it all the way to South End now on his bike.
I've seen him at like protests in other states. Like he ends up on the news all the time. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Chow was holding a Jesus Save sign. I was like, come on now. You think that's going to make you?
He's using that as a moneymaker.
I'm assuming.
Hmm. Have you ever seen anybody give Mr. Chow money? I mean, do you have any idea what kind of money he pulls in? Do people normally give him money?
I don't think I've ever seen somebody hand him money.
Yeah.
But that's clearly what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him money.
I just wonder how many, you know, I'll give an example. There's a lady that stands on the corner right by where you turn to go to my house off the highway. And they stand there, two people that stand there regularly, one or the other. And I occasionally see someone give her money, but when I do, it's bills. But if you know, you get a couple of people an hour that give her money, she's probably pulling in, you know, 10, 20 bucks an hour.
Sheesh.
Cash. No taxes.
Cash in hand.
You know? I just wondered how often people give money.
Yeah.
Because I can never actually see what they're giving her, but their odds are they're giving her more than a dollar. Whenever I've done it, obviously I don't give anybody just a dollar. You give them more than that, so you're probably giving them at least $5 or so. You know,
I mean, if I had just $1 like in my car, that I would give it to them if that was all I had, and you know, spare change. Sometimes I feel like that's better than giving them nothing. Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. I usually give them like a $5 bill or something. Those homeless guys that park your cars for you out in front of the restaurant.
Stop.
Commonly referred to as valets.
Yeah. I thought they were homeless. That's so funny. You know, the homeless people that park your car? Like,
yeah.
What?
The best dressed homeless people you've ever seen who park your car.
Yeah, they stand under their own umbrella just like a homeless person.
That's what their deal was.
That would be so funny if you did that in a restaurant. Hey, I got a problem with the homeless people that park the cars out front. You guys should offer them a job or something.
Yeah. Or maybe get them a longer jacket.
Yeah. So funny.
Their little red jackets are so short.
So short.
They're freezing out there.
That would be amazing.
Oh, man.
Huh? I really don't think those are homeless people. But they are begging for money.
Yeah, that's a weird deal because they're usually I don't do that. But every now and then you just see somebody and you're like, you know what? This is a... whatever reason, like something just moves you to help someone. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't know. Today's a really good day. I'm just going to give this person $5. Or, I don't know, something about the person you see and you're kind of like, you know, something tells me to help this person.
Have you ever tried to give money to somebody that wasn't homeless but you thought they were homeless?
No.
Oh, man.
Have you?
Almost. You're just sitting down on the sidewalk. I was like, oh, Oh, they're not homeless.
They're just sitting there.
That's awkward.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Actually, I don't think that the homeless should be allowed to have dogs.
Boom.
We were just talking about Ace ran into this homeless couple that had a dog. I don't think they should be allowed to have dogs.
Because if you can't feed
and provide for yourself and you're living on the street, how are you going to take care of another living being?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that feel that way about people who are on like public assistance or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I got a whole big ruckus started years ago. I said that on the air.
Yeah,
like if you're having to depend on other people to feed you, then why are you taking on the responsibility of feeding something else? A lot of people didn't like that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Touchy. Yeah. Touchy, touchy.
I know, right?
What are you going to do?
Do y'all know anybody that's had an animal taken away from them by the, you know, whatever the animal version of DSS would be?
Yeah, and I don't know.
There was a viral video last year of a group just like that taking a puppy away from a homeless guy, like ripping it out of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were PETA or not, but it was a pretty violent altercation when they just walked up and grabbed it, and he was sobbing and he was screaming.
But you don't know if they were from an organization or something?
I'll find out. It was a big deal, though.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's ever had that happen.
Didn't Ellen have that happen? Didn't they come take a pet back that she had at one point or something?
She had given it. She had adopted this thing, and then she gave it to a friend because it wasn't clicking with her other dogs, and that's against the rules. And most adoption places will tell you that, and they vet each person that's going to adopt one of their animals. You know, they find out about your house and your yard and your schedule and stuff, and if you don't meet the criteria, they won't adopt that dog out to you.
Didn't you have that, though, when you bought your dog, that they could take the dog back within a year or something?
Yeah, no. That was from a breeder.
Yeah.
But even these adoption places, that rescue missions or whatever they're called, rescue places, will still do the same thing. And Ellen broke the rules and gave the dog away to a friend. And I'm sure that dog was living in the lap of luxury. She lives in Encino, California. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that dog was living a great life. But they do have rules. And then, she went on her show and said, please give the dog back.
That's what she gets for adopting a dog anyway.
Well.
Stop it. Don't say that.
I'm just joking. I'm kidding. But they can be a little ridiculous with that crap. Like you're the person you bought your dog from, Riggins. The dog seller. You bought it at the dog store.
Yeah, basically.
Going to tell you what you can and can't do with your dog months after you've already paid for it and taken it. Get out of here.
She even had... specifications about what kind of floors I should have.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
Like, get over yourself.
Be like, woman, relax. Okay,
yeah, no problem. She's like, and you're going to take the dog to work every day, right?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Exactly.
Why would you take the dog to work?
Just that they're a breed that's, very attached to their owner. And, she wanted to make sure that dog was going to be able to be attached to me. But he's fine.
I work 4 hours a day. He'll be all right.
I was fascinated. Riggins came to this Grin Kids event Saturday with his dog, but that dog likes people but doesn't like other dogs.
Not really. He's not a dog person. I'm not a people person. We are. It's a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. He's got stomach problems. I've got stomach problems. We're kind of the same thing.
But when people approach, that dog's fine. He sits there, lets people love on him. He goes to them. That's all no problem. But as soon as other dogs approach, he's like, We're not having it.
No.
You can tell he bristles at other dogs. Like, He doesn't. Like, he didn't bark or strike out or anything, but you could tell it suddenly becomes like, all right, you need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. He gets rigid.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't get any closer.
Yeah.
And people don't like that a lot, but I don't let him go up to, you know, people just let their dogs walk right up to your dog. I don't know you, and I don't know your dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've got a very expensive dog. I don't know how much you paid for those. Mine's expensive. I'm not letting your watercolor next to the Mona Lisa. Sorry. I don't know anything about them.
I was walking the Basset Hound the other day, Toby, Friday maybe. I don't know. But anyway, we're walking just a little short walk around the neighborhood while Amanda was busy. And suddenly there's a lady coming with a little girl, like a little child, like 3-4 years old, something like that. And I kind of tighten him up because he loves people. And when he sees people, he's like, oh, hey, what's up? And they're coming on the same sidewalk. So we move over onto the grass. The lady walks up. And Toby's, and I thought, most of the times the little kids want a pet. Toby, because he has big ears, floppy ears, and that whole thing, and he wants them to pet him. So we just kind of slowed up. I was like, hey, how you doing? And the lady goes, she starts shaking her head. I'm like, and just kind of keep going, and she just goes, I don't speak English. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to do now. Because the little girl has stopped, like, oh, look, there's a dog. And the lady's trying to pull her away, and she's like, I don't speak English. And she had a European accent or something. And I was like, okay. I'm going to let go of Toby now. We're going to keep moving.
Buongiorno.
Yeah.
DiGiorno.
Because I didn't know how to respond. I didn't know, do I say something? Do I not say something? She's not going to understand me, but should I say some words so she hears words? I don't know what to do.
And a Tamaguchi to you. Have a good day.
I just kind of gave her this weird wave, like, oh, yeah.
Fettuccine. Yeah.
So much. Grazie.
And I find that weird. You're in charge of someone else's child, and you can't speak the damn language?
Oh, the kid wasn't the daughter?
Well, you know what? May have been. Sorry. I jumped to conclusions there. You're right.
Oh, she was a hot nanny.
No,
from Europe. She was a hot au pair from Europe.
I don't know why.
Here to take care of babies.
I just assumed she was the nanny. I don't know. She might have been. I just find that odd to me. Like, damn, somebody needs to know the language. You got a kid. What if something happens? You need to communicate with people.
Yeah, I agree.
You call 911. Somebody's got to be able to speak the language, right? I don't know. That's just me.
Bueno noche. Big red man.
It's like these people on. It's like these people that on 90 Day Fiancé. They've been talking to these people for 2 years. Yeah. Then they get over here, or they go over there, or whatever, and they're like, I don't know any Spanish. What do you mean? For 2 years, you've been communicating with this person. You haven't taken the time to learn some Spanish or German or whatever the hell it is. You haven't learned any of their language to try to communicate with them or their family when you go over there and visit with them. That's dumb.
No.
You're all they're speaking into the phone, so the phone will translate. And it was like that on this sister wives couple. They went to Mexico to meet their woman from Brazil. And they're all having to talk into the phone, and then the phone translates for them. None of them have tried to learn the other person's language in any of the times they've been together.
Love knows no language.
But that's the drawback. The only drawback I've found to, having a relationship with a really exotic woman is like having to go to her old broken down country and visit her family.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But you can stay in a hotel and have her come stay with you.
Yeah, I don't think. I would just go to the beach or whatever. Like, why do I get to have to know their in-laws? Yeah. My new in-laws. Yeah. I don't need that.
Yeah, that's a good point. But my thing about
I'm 78 years old. Why am I doing that?
My thing about it is I don't want to have to say some of the things that I want to say into a phone. And I don't want it to translate.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, creepy.
Well, Tinder has this thing where they're giving people language courses and offering this feature for free called Passport to help you connect with people around the globe for dates because they want more international dating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
that's smart.
Along with that, they're giving people free language lessons to whoever they matched up with. And it's
that's like cool.
An expensive service and they say most of the users are U.S. users looking for dates in Europe.
Of course.
Paris, yeah. I think, was the top one. Then Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm. Like Hungary. And Czech Republic
yes.
and all of those.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the American.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for an international date with someone who wasn't from a really poor country.
And why is that?
Because, I mean, if I wanted to date a spoiled woman, I'd date an American.
Right.
You got I need one. Yeah, I got one of those. I got one of those. I don't need another one running around, you know, barking out order. I need one that's going to be appreciative and thankful. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to treat her like a queen, but I just want her to appreciate it.
Ain't nobody bought two damn Honda Civics in a row, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you take them to the orthodontist. I mean, that's before they even come pick them up at the airport, go straight to the orthodontist is usually what you're going to have to do.
Go straighten them teeth out. Get you fixed up. We're going to fix you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see America. Okay. Okay. Well, first thing you'll see in America is the orthodontist.
Impressions. These impressions. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose.
Soon as she lands, TJ's there with the cameras and everything on 90 Day Fiance, and he's like rolling up to the orthodontist. She's like, I don't know what this is.
Don't worry about it.
Braces.
Mm-hmm.
Invisalign.
Yeah. Smile. Yeah, and she would appreciate it. She'd look in the mirror and go, wow, thank you.
First thing, she would just be like, I can't believe this.
All right. Then we'd go shopping, buy the finest clothes they have at Walmart. To her, that's still going to be designer stuff. You know, faded glory to her.
Top of the line, baby.
Faded glory. Yeah. And it's like sensory overload. Like, there's so many clothes in this place. Like, wow, we can't believe it.
You can get food here, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Makeup.
And a bike.
Yeah.
All probably of it. Blow everything. Her mind.
I know. Think about it. But if she's coming from somewhere like France or Italy or, I mean, not Italy, but France or England or somewhere like that, she's going to come in all nose in the air. Like, no. We're getting out of here. You get a full new wardrobe for less than a $5 bill.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
I believe people are just aching to get out and go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not go crazy, but, you know, get out and get started.
Everybody wants to be out. Yeah. Summertime. Showing a little skiing.
A little while ago, we were talking about the homeless. Why are you homeless? And y'all were talking about giving money to the homeless. And then you said every now and then, Riggins, you'll give them something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more prone to give a lady homeless person something or a guy homeless person?
Guy. Just a numbers game, really.
Yeah.
I just see more homeless guys.
Yeah, you see a lot more homeless guys. Don't you?
But Alexis, you were saying, or you were telling a story about giving a lady some money and you accidentally gave her more than you meant to give her.
Yeah, she was outside of a gas station. Mm.
And you usually don't give money at gas stations. Do you?
I don't, for safety reasons, just because you just never know who's watching and stuff like that. And this lady came up to me, gave me, you know, sad story. So I was like, okay, you know what? I never do this, but let me give her some cash. So I reached into my wallet, gave her what I thought was $3. Come to find out, it was $53 I gave her.
That hurts. I mean, that's...
It hurt.
Like $23 would have hurt, but $53. Damn, it's all $50 in that deal.
Oh, God.
Was she hot?
Nope.
No. Are you saying the homeless can't be hot?
No, I'm just saying that she wasn't hot.
That would be a funny thing to do, though. Hot guy and have him sit outside, or some hot woman and sit outside and like, please help the homeless.
Yeah, because you got to think, what do they look like on their first day?
Right.
Of being homeless?
Yeah.
They didn't look exactly like they do now.
Yeah. Good point.
How often does the average homeless person in a big city get to take a shower?
I don't know.
What would you think?
Where would you go? You have to go to a shelter,
right? A shelter. I think they have showers there. I'm sure they do. You probably take one every day.
You think?
Probably.
You could, or they
you
do.
You could. I don't know that they do. Sure.
Who was I reading about a while back who said that for a while they were like homeless, whatever, living in their car or in a maybe something in the back of their, out of the back of their truck. But there was a, well, this is different though, because they were in California and there was a, at the public beach. They would go down to the public beach that had restrooms and they had that outdoor shower and they would go down there every day and shower outside.
Yeah.
You know, just wear swim trunks, whatever, shower off, drive and go back. And they're totally fine.
Yeah. Homeless at the beach has to be a lot more fun than homeless in the city, I feel like.
It's harder to find shade.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
But you do have those outdoor showers. If you like, I don't know. I don't see those at the beaches that I go. Well, yeah. But they're just to rinse off the sand when you go back into the house or whatever.
You know, I'm sure you time it out right. You can hit that outdoor shower with the bar soap and you're good to go.
Some of them are closed now. Like, you know, they're individual stalls. Go in there.
Just enough to get through. I mean, get you clean as you can be.
Yeah, I'd much rather be.
Yeah, I'm with you though. Beach. If you were going to be homeless, California to me is Southern California would be better than New York.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, anything's better than New York.
People seem to be a little more because they're probably happier. Seems to be a little more open to sharing some money.
I don't know.
Food.
If California filth is as filthy as New York filth.
Yeah, but it seems like the people would be in a better
mood. Those areas of California that are just disgusting. From Southern California. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true or not, as you mentioned food, but I was told once that if you wait outside the back of like a McDonald's or a Wendy's or whatever, that whatever food they have at the end of the night has to be thrown away. You're obviously not allowed to keep it for the next day. And that you can, every night, like whenever they close at midnight or whatever, they'll throw trash out. If you have the right bag or you time it right, you can go through and they'll have hamburgers and fries and all that stuff in there that nothing's wrong with. It was just thrown in there. And if they throw it in a box, if it's boxed up or whatever, and they throw it in there, like, grab a couple things here or there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you would easily do that. You'd do that today, Ace, and you're not even homeless.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it depends on if there's trash in the bag. I probably wouldn't.
Double quarter pounder with cheese?
If it's just a bag.
Still in its wrappers and everything?
If it's a bag of just double quarter pounders with cheese and hamburgers and fries that are just thrown out there, a trash bag full of that, yeah, that's not a problem for me.
Say there's a filet of fish in there. I'm going to find that.
That's right. Why would you not?
Nom, 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 nom.
As long as there's no trash in the bag, I'm A-OK with that.
Have you ever done where you in your trash can at home? If something's laying there and it's not touching anything else, but it's in the trash, you never picked it up.
No,
like if
once
your kid
goes,
left a sandwich or something.
No, once it goes in the trash can, I'm done.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What if nobody's looking?
I've never done it. I've never done it.
Be honest. No, yeah, that's kind of gross.
Tempting, but never done it.
It depends on what it would, you know, if we're doing the hypothetical, I think it depends on what it would be.
What would you go in for?
I would like to think that I wouldn't eat a Krispy Kreme donut that's just sitting on a plate on top of the garbage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just look in there, and there's a paper plate with a half-eaten Krispy Kreme on it. And it's not around any other, like, banana peels or wet Band-Aids or any of that kind of stuff. I'd probably eat it, yeah. I would like to think I'd be better than that, but I don't think I am.
If there were, like, a dry rubbed rib.
Yeah.
Like, if there was one rib and it didn't have, like, covering coffee grounds or something else, I might not be above that. So, take out one rib and
When working in restaurants, I would have to tell some of, like, the younger kids that came to work, when they would bus tables, sometimes they would take the food that they bust and take it to the back. And I would catch them eating food off of these plates that they just took off of people's tables. I'm like, you can't do that.
Okay.
Cannot do that.
All right, question. Because when I worked at the pizza place when I was in high school, if you had a pizza, like, guys would go out there and they would go to bust the table. And as delivery drivers, we would bust the tables when we weren't delivering. They would go out there and there's a large pepperoni pizza, and they've left two slices on there. Obviously, no one's eaten off of them, and they haven't been on a plate. Would you tell them, don't take that food off that plate?
I just think it's weird. Like, it was at someone's table. They were over the food. I don't know. I think it's weird.
Is it against the rules?
For health reasons, yes.
Yeah, it is.
It was at the pizza place.
Yeah,
they had to tell a couple of guys one time, hey, it's against the rules. And they were like, well, it's still on the tray. No, and they were like, once it's been on their table, that's not sanitary. Don't do that.
Okay, so Alexis, tell everybody about the confrontation you had while you were being a guest manager at a restaurant.
Yeah, so I went to go help out the restaurant I used to manage this weekend. And obviously, when I got there, I'm out of the system, so I don't have like a number to punch in and comp and all that stuff. So, and I wasn't really sure if they even wanted me to do that. So I'm standing at the host stand, I'm helping the hostess out, and one of the servers that has been there forever, she sat, and I forgot how sassy servers can be. So she comes up to me, she's like, hey, I need you to comp this off of this check, blah, blah. And I had just gotten there, so I wasn't really sure what I was supposed to be doing. And I told her, I'm like, well, I don't have a number to comp, and also you guys changed your system, so I'm not sure how this works, and also I'm not sure if I should do that. She said, oh, okay, so what are you doing here then? You're just here to look pretty and sign autographs?
Ooh.
And walked away. Ooh. And I was like, this is why I don't do this.
Nothing to come up in here.
That wasn't really a nice way to handle that.
I'm here helping you.
But you had to feel like, you know, it was a little bit of a compliment that she thinks you're famous now and you're going to sign autographs.
Yeah, she was being super sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. God. I was like, oh, man, this is what it's going to be for the whole night. Great.
So did you end up getting a code to comp people and stuff?
I did.
What did you do?
Yeah, I ended up. I went to the manager. I'm like, if you want me to do this, just because I don't want to hear these snotty comments the rest of the night, please.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Well, what are you here to do? Just look pretty and sign autographs?
Well, what a rude way to handle that.
But at least she thinks you're pretty. I mean, that's a big deal.
Oh, my God. She said I was pretty.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
The one thing she pulled out of it. Yeah.
You are the best.
Thank you.
Made my day.
I can't.
You want me to sign an autograph for you?
Yeah, that's what I should have said. I got you.
I'll sign it, girl. Pretty girl.
That life is hard.
So did you have any beef with her when she worked for you before?
Yeah, not beef, but we used to get into it because she was very sassy, and there'd just be things that she'd, like, one time I remember she told me that this table was upset. Something had happened, and she's like, they're just really mad. And I said, are you sure that they're really mad? I don't want to go to the table and, you know, be apologetic and nothing happened. Like, are you being dramatic? And she's like, no, I'm not being dramatic. I said, okay. So I go to the table. I'm bringing free dessert, you know, to make up for whatever had happened. And the people looked at me like I was dumb. Like, what are you talking about? Nothing's wrong. And I got so mad because I'm standing there and they just all look at me like I'm stupid. What are you doing here with this dessert standing in front of us? You're interrupting us right now. So I leave, and they didn't want the dessert. They're like, no, we don't want that. So I leave, and I go to them. I'm like, why would you tell me that this table had, they're perfectly happy. Now I went and interrupted them, and I look stupid. Like, she would do stuff like that to me all the time.
God, evil.
Yeah.
Just dramatic.
That's crazy.
She's sweet. She's just a little different.
So it wouldn't, I'm trying to figure out, though, if it was a situation where they said, Alexis is going to be filling in tonight because we're shorthanded. She's going to be then the floor manager or whatever. If she was in the meeting that day and went, oh, I thought we were rid of her.
I'm sure.
She here for one night? Okay, so she can't fire anybody? All right, well, then I'm not dealing with her.
I'm sure that was.
The little one.
A few people felt like that. Oh, man.
But you weren't really giving orders or anything, right?
No, I was actually, like, letting them give me orders. I even said that. I said, just let me know whatever you guys want. And they're like, well, we don't want to, like, boss you around. I'm like, that's what I'm here for, is to help.
No, so you weren't a guest manager then. You were like, a dishwasher kind of person?
No. I wasn't washing dishes.
Mopping up?
No. I mean, I was out front talking to people and stuff.
It was managing.
managing
to keep the place clean.
I would be the slowest dishwasher. They don't want that.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So no word yet, Ace, on whether our appointment for today is being rescheduled?
Yeah. I'm trying to get it done. Let me see.
Rescheduling.
Yes. I would like to reschedule.
Let me see.
So, Riggins, what are the odds that you're going to do something for fun with you, that guy you met in your building named Julian?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Under 10%.
Mm-hmm. What if he calls you or texts you and says, hey, want to go grab a beer?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do that.
You will?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it'll have to be him doing it, right?
Yeah, maybe, unless I'm bored. But that hasn't happened in 33 years on this planet, so never been bored.
Did he get your number?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have my number in the building, but, you know.
Nobody hits you up?
Hey, guess what I just thought? Guess what? I don't give a shit. Somebody did that the other day.
Texted you?
Yeah.
And did you respond?
I always wonder what it's like for guys when you make, like, a new guy friend. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you make a new girlfriend, like, you can talk about everything. But guys don't really talk about stuff. So what do?
We talk about work and that was basically it.
Oh. It's difficult.
We talk a lot about work, yeah.
To make a new friend?
Yeah.
But I'm a good conversationalist.
My problem is, and my wife has always said this, I'm not interested enough in people. Because she'll say, oh, you talked to whoever today? Yeah. Well, how's Julie's job going, her new job going? I don't know. Are they still living over there? I don't know, I guess. You know, she's like, I'm not just going to sit. I don't like to be peppered with questions. I don't like to be interrogated when I'm talking to people. So I kind of look at it like that. It's like, I don't want to just sit here and ask nonstop questions to the person. But I know you're supposed to ask questions because you're interested in all of that.
Well, I find that most people just don't shut up when you meet somebody new for the first time. They don't shut up. So it's usually them talking at length and me going, oh, wow, like feigning interest.
Do you think that's because they're just avoiding Awkward silence?
No. I just think people like to talk about themselves. I really do. People just want to be heard. And I'm a good listener, so I don't interrupt anybody.
Does it bother you if you were going out on a date and your date didn't ask you any questions about you, but they just kept talking about themselves all night?
I'm used to it now.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that bothers me.
Yeah, women hate that because they're dying to talk about nothing but themselves.
But it should bother you somewhat because that means the person is not interested in you at all.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I don't like to be the only person talking. I don't like that. But if I feel like he's not going to talk and there's just going to be awkward silence, I feel the pressure that I need to talk.
Yeah, see, and I think women do feel that unnecessarily all their lives. Like, there doesn't always have to be talking. You know.
But if you're on a date, isn't it kind of weird if you're sitting there and staring at each other?
I enjoy the quiet.
It's your first date and you guys are both quiet. That's not weird to you?
Rather than hearing her go on and on and on and on and on and then asking me a million questions, and no, I would rather just
be silent. Yeah.
She's there because she's pretty. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, on a first date, she's there because she's pretty.
Of course. I didn't take you to Red Lobster because you're stunning book smarts.
Right, or because I need to have a conversation. I talk for a living. I don't stare at pretty girls over, you know, Lobster Fest table.
Exactly.
For a living.
Eat your cheddar biscuit and shut up.
Yeah. I mean, scampi's barely sizzling now. Eat it.
Yeah. Your bib's falling off.
But don't you want them to ask you about you at least a little bit? To act like they're, I mean, to find out whether or not they're even, like, if I would be out with someone and all they do is talk about themselves, I would think, well, this person has no interest in me, so there's no reason for us to go out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want them asking me any questions because I don't want to have to tell them it's not their business.
Which you will. Mind your business.
So what did you do at work today? Mind your business.
Damn. Don't talk about anything.
What's your favorite color? Mind your business.
It is what it is.
Be real. Real adversarial.
I don't know. Am I supposed to?
That's a great way to be on a first date.
Yeah. Everything. Mind your business.
Do you like creme brulee? I don't know. Do I look like I do?
The hell's that supposed to mean?
I've noticed that a lot watching the Law and Order. Is that everybody they go to question as a possible witness or somebody, just somebody out in New York, they just seem so bothered that these detectives are standing there trying to solve a murder.
Yeah.
Did you know this person? And da, da, da? I don't know. Should I have? I'm late for work.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's like, hey, man, somebody died here. We're trying to figure it out.
No, I didn't know him. He would come in like once every 3 months to get coffee. Other than that, I didn't take the time to stop and ask his family history.
Any other questions?
Can you imagine a cop coming in here and questioning, two detectives questioning us about some murder that we may have witnessed or whatever? We would just be like, all right, we done?
Yeah.
I got things to do.
That's the way I want to start being on if I were dating, which, you know, I don't see that happening anytime soon. My wife's such a rear when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Not letting me date.
Every question, you have to just repeat the question back to her. But do you like creme brulee? Do you like creme brulee?
Oh my God, I would hate that. I'd be like, I'm out.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Where do you work?
Where do you? Where did you grow up? Where did I grow up? Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up? I'm sure he'll tell me.
God.
That would be so funny.
What
to
a
do.
Jerk.
So funny. Like, where do you work? Oh God, that would be amazing.
Blah, 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 blah. I work where the money is. Now, are you going to finish your mudslide?
Oh, God.
Finish your mudslide and let's get the hell out of here.
Gotta go.
I was thankful it was Friday till I came in this place.
Exactly.
Jerks.
Thanks a lot. You've ruined the only restaurant that I'm liked coming to every Friday with all your incessant questions. I don't know, pizza? God.
So, do you have any siblings?
Do we have any siblings? No, but I have a brother.
Like every question is so ridiculous that they ask. Yeah, I've got one.
Okay, I'll play along. Yes.
That's good.
That would be funny.
It would be hilarious.
If you wanted to not date the person ever again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of waste one every now and then.
Yeah.
It would be cool if dating apps gave people reviews like Yelp. So, like, you match with someone and you could see what the, you know, reviews that people left.
I think something's been done like that before. I forget what it was, but they only rated the guys. Of course, because you can. Right. I vaguely remember that. Like, you could leave reviews about them.
Because what would women? Women would be complaining not only about what somebody said about them personally, but what somebody said about the other women.
Of course. You know. And they're not going to leave a glowing review for some guy that they don't want to talk to anymore.
Yeah.
Or some guy that they did like and he called it off for whatever reason. Like, it just did, they weren't clicking. She's not going to be like, you know what? He's a great guy. It just wasn't working out. Like, that's never going to, 5 stars, not going to happen.
Just worry, we were two different people.
Yeah, two different paths in life.
It was like, first of all, he showed up wearing above a...
Yeah, one word, moles.
Didn't look at all like his picture.
Yeah. Pigeon-toed. You decide.
But, you know, when we do those things on the air, and women call in, people call in, and they talk about, you know, they say something negative, and they're being funny, making fun of the guy, it's always, even in this room, we're just laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And then when a guy says something about a girl that's not flattering, oh, come on, that's harsh.
Yeah, like the guy's supposed to be able to take it. And we all assume, you're right, we all assume the same thing. The guy should be able to take it, no big deal.
Not me. I'll call them pustules.
Call them what?
Face looks like a lipoma.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options, Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.